Mars is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I'm Izzy Lyman. You're listening to Your Defending Fathers, 97.7 FM WCHY, broadcasting to you live from the People's Republic of Petoskey, where we got snow, 15 inches, thereabouts. The snow plows are out, the snow blowers are out, and the shovels, they're out too. It is absolutely beautiful, but chilly for sure. And there's a text line this morning if you want to weigh in about the snow, about the Iowa caucus. 231-758-7707, 231-758-7707. So I want to tell you about the guest that we have this morning. But first, a little story, a little anecdote of how I had fun with the snow. So I grabbed a couple of bottles from the grocery store of washable paint, bottle of red, a bottle of blue, went out to my driveway in the white snow. I wrote free J6ers in red and blue against the white, right? Posted it on social media, and man, did I trigger some liberals. Woohoo! Because also, I did it on MLK Day this past Monday. What a great day, right? To stand for justice, all kinds of justice, not the politically correct DEI woke justice, but justice. So anyway, that was kind of fun. I advise you to think about the same. Maybe you make a snowman and put a snappy message on the snowman or the snowwoman. Lots of possibilities with the snow for snow art and snow political art. Have at it. Anyway, again, the text line is 231-758-7707, and we have some great guests. In addition to the regular guests that appear on Friday on Randy's show, who are Todd Smollenberg, who's running for the 106th House race, also Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, who's running for the U.S. Senate, Pastor Rusty Chatfield, who will be talking to us today about the 14th Amendment. That is an excellent amendment to have a discussion on. And Mr. Timothy Roberts of Patriots Relief. And he is on Twitter, too, by the way, if you're interested. And he said he's learning social media, so give him a follow out there if you're on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, and my handle is at Izzy Lyman, IZZYLYMAN, at Izzy Lyman. I'm trying to catch up to Trucker in terms of followers. I got a long way to go, but I'm getting there. So I would appreciate a follow. And I post a lot of tidbits and news relevant to where I live in Emmett County, where I've been an elected official and an activist of sorts. I've also worked in media for many years. That is still one of my great passions, especially print journalism. But for sure, give me a follow. And I think we're going to have a great show discussing all kinds of interesting topics. And by the way, today is the March for Life in Washington, D.C. This is that annual march where tens of thousands of folks come from all over the United States in the cold weather and take a stand for life. What a beautiful, beautiful sight that's going to be. The pictures, the signs, the families standing for the culture of life, for the preborn. I can't think of a better way to spend Friday, January 19th, but to stand for life. So I wish the best to that rally today. And I look forward to hearing some of the reports. Some of the heavy hitters in Congress will be speaking there. So when I come back, we'll have our first guest, Mr. Israel Wayne. Please stick with us. I'm Izzy Lyman.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey, everybody, it's Izzy Lyman. You're listening to WCHY 97.7 FM, and I hope you're having a good morning. And I am trying to get Israel Wayne on the line. Israel, can you pick up if you're out there? No, he's not picking up. But anyway, I wanted to talk with him. He is a homeschool advocate with the Michigan Christian Homeschool Network, and I wanted to speak to Israel about this business of trying to track and register homeschoolers. As some of you know, Michigan is a very, very good state for homeschooling. You want to start homeschooling, you just start homeschooling. You don't have to tell anybody, get permission, and so forth. But there is a trouble afoot in the land where we are getting possibly tracked by the government. And I say we because I'm a former homeschooler myself, so I consider this my battle also, not just the battle for others. But I don't know, Israel, your Skype says Israel Wayne unavailable. I know he's trying to get in, so I don't, these glitchy problems happen. But anyway, we'll keep trying. But the issue of tracking homeschoolers is a very serious issue, because it's a way, another way of the government to control folks in the private sector choosing a school however they want to. And let's face it, folks, as some of you know, you're smart, observant, engaged people. You know the public schools are in a bad, bad way, and more families are trying to get a break from this nonsense. And so they are choosing the option of private schooling or homeschooling, which is both options for folks. Thank the Lord that those options exist. If not, I don't know what we would do without them. But anyway, as usual, the government is trying to interfere and not also tend to the things that they do poorly, like educate children and with all the money that we give them. And that is just crazy to think that they are now have their sights set on homeschoolers. So Israel and his organization, the Michigan Christian Homeschool Network, and they have a website, they're on Facebook, they're on Twitter. If you want to look up what they're doing, they are definitely pushing back. So, hey, Israel, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yay, bravo. Hey, okay, so I am trying to set up the stage, but you're really the expert. So tell us what's going on with this business of tracking or registering homeschoolers.
Yeah, so it's an interesting situation. Dr. Michael Rice, who is the superintendent of public instruction in Michigan, has been calling for the mandatory registration of all homeschoolers for about the last 3 or 4 years, since about 2000. However, this latest document that was just sent out by the State Department of Education that was signed by Dr. Michael Rice is expanding that to where he's not just saying he wants all homeschoolers to be registered. In the top 10 initiatives that he wants to see pushed through for 2024, he wants every child in Michigan, regardless of what educational category they fall under, and he listed like four different categories, he wants every child in Michigan to be registered in a database, a government database that is apparently going to be regulated by the State Department of Education. So, you know, not only is your child's Social Security number going to be, registered with the state, but now the State Department of Education wants to have a record of your child. And so he's saying whether they're in a private school, parochial school, homeschool, or any other category, he basically wants public school. He wants every child in this government database. We're still trying to look into it because we believe that there's, likelihood that they will try to assign like a, identification number to each of these children. Mm-hmm. And so there's more that we need to know yet about exactly what kind of information is going to be tracked. In public schools, they track all kinds of information, oftentimes vaccination information and,
yes.
They're how much trouble they've gotten into at school, how many days absent, if they've had disciplinary actions by the public schools, et cetera, et cetera. If they're looking for similar types of information for homeschoolers, it's very big brother, basically.
Yes.
That the government wants to track every child in Michigan now with a government database that is controlled by the State Department of Education. It's a pretty ominous development.
So not only infringing on folks' privacy, but also probably, this is probably going to cost, more bureaucracy, more money spent on something that nobody asked for that, right? I know of, right? except a few of these bureaucrats and a few of these zealous legislators. So what is the process right now? There, as I said earlier, there's absolutely no tracking or registering of homeschoolers, right? It's one of the best states in the United States for homeschooling.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, there is no mandatory reporting, and they want that. Obviously, Michael Rice has actually stated his main objective for this in the past in different media interviews. But post-COVID, the public school system lost thousands and thousands of children to the public schools. And so they're claiming these children are, quote, missing. Well, the fact is they're not missing. These children are at home with their parents, you know, or they're in private schools. The parents know where the children are, but the State Department of Education doesn't know where they are. And so, you know, obviously it's a lack of revenue. It's a huge loss of money to the public school system, because every child that ends up leaving, that's a loss of money that they're that the local public school districts are able to get from the state. And so, you know, what they're trying to do is to get everybody into a database. And I believe that one of the primary goals is for them to find ways to get back the money. I don't even know 100% that in every case they want to get the child back, although I think for the most part people like Dr. Michael Rice do. But they mostly just want to get the money back. And there's a lot of initiatives that some of these groups are doing to even try to get private school students and homeschool students back on the government dole. And if they get the money for the child, they don't even necessarily care whether they're in the brick and mortar building, as long as they get the funding. And so, you know, it's kind of a whole different topic that we could get into. But
yeah,
but if they don't know where the children are, then, you know, they don't have a way to kind of recruit them back into the system. And then there's also the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, and we've talked about this before, and Matt Colazar, who is he's actually the chair of the House Education Committee. They have called for the registration of all homeschoolers, but they're doing it under the argument that, this is basically their argument that homeschoolers are child abusers. And the government has to protect their kids. And the government can't protect their kids unless all these kids' names are in a big government database. That's essentially their argument.
Oh, that's just sickening. And it's cavalier and it's mercenary if they just want those children in schools for, you know, equivalent to a dollar sign. On a very sidebar note here, is that one of the reasons that Michigan is trying to get so many more migrants in the state, because they want some of their kids in school, you think?
You know, it's hard to say what some of the motivation is, but I will say that, you know, on count days, if your kid is in a seat on count day in Michigan, in most places, they get funding for that child for the whole year. And so there have been some really shady things that have happened over the years in Michigan, you know, just that are purely motivated by money. This goes back a while, but I remember one year Detroit actually had a television ad campaign where they took $500,000 of government money and they spent it on television ads. And the television ads were begging parents and students, if you have your student in the Detroit public schools on count day, they'll get their choice of like a 12-speed bike, an iPod, or like a Wii PlayStation, and they were all valued at like $700, something like that. And they're like, you can get your choice of this like $700 gift for free if you just show up on count day. Because back in those days, each child was worth like $10,000, worth way more than that now. But it was worth like $10,000 to the school if they just showed up one day. And a lot of those students showed up, they got their $700 gift, and then didn't go back for the whole rest of the year. And there really wasn't a lot of concern as to whether those kids were there or not, because they had gotten funding for them for the whole year. And this has been something I've complained about with the public school partnerships in Michigan, that there's a program that they've implemented called the Public School Homeschool Partnership. And basically they've told homeschoolers, you know, you can take like one or two classes through the public school that are non-core elective classes, you know, like piano lessons or ballet or, you know, pottery or, you know, something like that.
Right.
You can take these classes, and then as soon as they get the homeschoolers to sign up for one or two classes, they bill them as part-time public school students, and they get, you know, in some cases up to 85% of the funding for the whole year for those homeschool students. And homeschoolers are signing up for this in droves because they're like, oh, well, we can get these classes for free without having to pay for it. And yet it might be costing as much as $8,500 for your kid to take swimming lessons and horseback riding through the public schools. It's not a good use of state funds. And yet this is kind of another insidious way to say, okay, well, maybe we don't have to recruit the homeschool students to get back into the public school as full-time students. But hey, if we can get, you know, 85% of the funding for the year, we'll go with that, and we don't have any extra work.
Mm. The public school industrial complex marches on unchallenged and like no other education complex. So back to this issue of the tracking of the homeschoolers, I understand that on the State Board of Education, the Michigan State Board of Education, Tom McMillan and Nikki Snyder have both voiced their opposition to it. Do you know of anybody else on that State Board of Education that is voicing opposition?
I don't know of anyone else on the State Board of Education that is expressing their displeasure, but we have a growing list of Republicans in the House who are saying that they would stand against any legislation being passed. The primary one who's been heading this up is Representative Jamie Green. She is vice chair of the House Education Committee. She actually has been a homeschool mom herself, and she has been vehemently opposed to any additional regulations on homeschoolers. But I think we have maybe 16 Republican House members that have publicly stated that they will oppose any form of additional regulations. We have a few on the Senate side. We're continuing to try to compile those lists. So what we need, though, is we need every single Republican in the House to oppose this type of regulation. And really, we need a couple of Democrats who would say, you know, this doesn't help education. It doesn't help children. It doesn't help learning. It doesn't prevent abuse. This is just government overreach.
So the call to action for those of us out there in the audience, so to speak, is to contact these legislators, our legislators, be they Republican or Democrat, and voice our opposition, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that if you're a homeschooler, what I would encourage you to say is, we would ask you if any bill comes up that you oppose any additional regulations on homeschooling, because they have said that it may be more than just registration. Matt Colzar, when we were on CBS TV in Detroit, he and I, the reporter asked him, you know, well, surely having a child's name in a government database won't keep any child safe. You must be thinking of something additional, like perhaps child home visits or something like that from government workers. And he said, well, it would be fair to say that.
Oh, wow.
But for right now, we just need to know where the children are. And so so we expect that there could be, and he told the Washington Post that at a bare minimum, the legislation that would be coming would be registration, but it could include other things as well. So we would say, you know, for parents to say, you know, we oppose any additional regulations on homeschooling. We've had a great homeschool law here in Michigan for over 30 years. It's worked great. It's been a model for many other states, and we would just like to see that continue without hindrance. But if you're in a private school or
Israel, we gotta go. We got the music, but okay. Thank you so much. And I will share your website later on in the show. Thank you for your work.
HomeschoolMichigan.org.
Excellent. Thank you, Israel. Have a great day.
Thank you.
I'm Mrs. Lemon. We'll be back after the break.